So I found out this method works, and I have this break here. Just a simple bass with a few ambiences. And I made this. Which is just a ramping down LFO on a low pass filter. And I use Surge here, but the actual automation is being made on Rhea EQ. And I'm going to quickly demonstrate you how you can achieve this real quick. So I have this track here. Just the init patch in Surge.
FX, track 30, Surge X, no table, row 1-1.
I'm gonna add Re-AQ.
Add effect selection replaced. R, clear table, PSC, Re, Cacos, FX.
I'm gonna use the parameters list context from Osara because it's easier.
FX, zero.
And then I'm gonna add a band here. I already have one, which is band 1.
Band 1, band 1 enabled, 0, on. Band 1 type, 1, band.
Make sure it's enabled. And on band type, I'm gonna choose low pass.
Low pass.
And the frequency is going to be at maximum value, so 24,000 hertz.
Project.
You can escape from this window.
Table, row 202, VS.
Then I'm going to add this plugin, which is a JSFX plugin, which I believe it's in the Tonybarth repo for RhiaPack. It's called LFO Genie by Chris Goodwin.
Selection LFO. Clear table. JS. LFO Genie. FX. Track 30 Surge XT window. Table. Row 303. JS.
So, once loaded, this is what happens. This is just a classic volume LFO in this case. And open the parameters list of Osara with P.
Free LFO Genie.
And choose LFO Genie.
Zero.
And then go
absolute fade, volume or pan, 37.
To volume or pan, and here you gonna choose
LFO output only.
LFO output only. So this way, the LFO won't affect neither volume nor the pan, but it's only gonna output the variation on the output parameter. So in this case,
bypass, west, delta, output, 0, 0.131,243.
This parameter right here. So now I'm gonna go
project FX track 30 note table row 3 of VST read cockles
to re-AQ
default deck reset performance management button bear button.
Gonna click here.
Last touch show track controls.
Gonna go
FX parameter list
to effects parameters list.
Show track controls submenu show track envelope submenu parameter modulation slash MIDI link submenu.
Parameter modulation slash MIDI link.
Parameter mod wet delta fret low pass one.
And here I'm gonna choose fret low pass one, which is the low pass frequency.
Enable parameter modulation, baseline value, envelope overrides. Check, checkbox.
Make sure that's checked. And go at the bottom of the window if you're a Mac.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter, unchecked, checkbox.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter. Click here.
Check. None button.
And here you're gonna press VL space. You're gonna see this menu open.
MIDI submenu. 1. Surge X2. Self. Read. Submenu. 3. LFO Genie. Submenu.
Go to LFO Genie and
3. LFO Genie. Submenu. 1. Output.
Choose output.
Free, LFO Genie, one,
so if you play this now, it's gonna affect the low pass frequency.
Offset 0, 0% scale 100, 100 content select.
You can set the offset and the scale. So if I set this to let's say 50%,
select.
Or the offset
50% 0 select.
It's gonna change how this LFO controls the parameter you're modulating. I'm pretty happy with this. I'm gonna turn up the scale to 80%. I'm gonna also turn down the offset. Let's say minus 10. Close this window.
Project tab list. 30 solo Surge XT 1 item.
And now you can go into
free LFO Genie.
LFO Genie and just change parameters here. For example,
1.31, 2.56.
on
phase frequency HD.
On the frequency
2.95 3.4.12,
I can set this to 4.0
4.11 4.03 4.4.4.4.4.01 4.5
and enable tempo sync
on.
So now it's on 16th notes.
Metronome on. Transport. Please stop. Transport. Play invert recto and flip symmetric portamento. PCM width. Wave type. 5.
You can choose the wave type.
PCM slash transport. Please stop. Title. Title. Tar. Transport. Please stop. Random. Tar. Title. Transport. Transport.
And this means you can
minimum phase frequency HD 1 4.0
modulate this.
4.0
with an envelope.
Frequency HD slash 4.000. Content selected. Edit select. Unsafe project. Bar 11D499 8.000. Selection. Unsafe. 0.0. 0.1.
And it's gonna change the speed of the LFO. And this is how I did this patch. You can also add any other effects you like. In this case, I added Vlala Vintage Verb, some compression with ODT, Kramit, and a retro collar.
So
it's gonna sound like this. Hope this helps.